Video, Odo. Some Dunkin' Locations in U.S.-Based Donut Shortage. By Amy Furr on January 11, 2025. Dunkin' stores in several states were donutless on Thursday and Friday, leaving many a customer's sweet tooth unsatisfied. Nebraskans in Omaha, Lincoln, and Grand Island saw signs at the stores saying the pastries were unavailable because of a manufacturing error, the Associated Press, AP, reported on Friday. However, some stores did offer donut holes to customers. Stores in and around Albuquerque, New Mexico, were empty of donuts, and some workers said it was due to a supply chain issue, while others claimed delivery trucks had been arriving without them. Dunkin' is one of the world's largest coffee and donut brands, boasting over 13,200 restaurants globally, Newsweek reported on Saturday. Founded in Massachusetts in 1950, the company has become a staple in the coffee and donut industry. In 2020, Dunkin' was acquired for $11.3 billion by Inspire Brands, an Atlanta-based private equity firm that also owns Arby's and Buffalo Wild Wings, the outlet said. Inspire Brands spokesperson Jack D'Amato explained there was a problem with donuts from a supplier that affected the Nebraska locations but declined to name the other states affected, per Albuquerque Journal. D'Amato said the company was still looking into what the issue was and exactly how many stores were affected. But he said the company has already begun restocking some affected stores, the article added. Arizona stores were also hit by the shortage, per Newsweek. Franchisees have been frustrated by the issues and have begun offering alternative items and telling customers to check availability before traveling to a location to enjoy their products. Industry experts suggest that the problem is multifaceted. Labor shortages, transportation delays, and increased demand have created a perfect storm that disrupts the supply chain, the Newsweek report said. In 2016, Dunkin' blamed a decrease in sales on the presidential election, Breitbart News reported, noting specifically, the company's management says one of the reasons for this slowdown in business is the uncertainty of the election.